fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Next month is Dry July, a time where many of us will sign up and go alcohol-free. Taking part in this initiative is beneficial for your health in a whole range of ways. Alcohol can give a rise to a number of health issues, including cancer. So even if you don't go dry, it's an opportunity to assess how much you drink and consider reducing it not only just for the month, but overall. This initiative also raises invaluable funds for cancer research. On the record with us today, we've got Danica Kerrick from Cancer Council WA to talk to us about the drive. Welcome, Danica, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Danica, what led you to your work in this sort of area?
Well, I've always been really passionate about health and about helping people to live healthy lives. So I've worked in public health for around 10 years and I've spent most of that time working on alcohol issues. And that's because we know that alcohol causes many harms in our communities. But what motivates me and what really led me to work in this area is that much of this harm is preventable. And we've got really good evidence available about what works to reduce the impact of alcohol on our community.
And so what extent is alcohol responsible for cancer in WA?
Yeah, that's right. So alcohol is classified as a group 1 carcinogen, which means that it's a known cause of cancer in humans. So there's really strong evidence that alcohol causes cancer in at least 7 sites of the body, including in the breast, liver, bowel, mouth and throat. In WA, we know that far too many people are impacted by alcohol-caused cancers. So sadly, 3 people die each week due to alcohol-caused cancers. And it's estimated that alcohol causes over 550 new cancer cases in WA in a year. So these are really significant impacts on our community.
So cancer isn't the only danger here. What are some of the other risks associated with alcohol consumption?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Harms from alcohol are wide-ranging. So alcohol impacts our communities in many and varied ways. Some harms are very visible, while others are hidden or they may take some time to become visible. So some of the more visible harms include alcohol-fueled violence, injuries and road crashes, while hidden harms include the contribution to family violence, to chronic diseases such as cardiovascular disease and stroke, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, and impacts on mental health. So we know that alcohol is a depressant drug that over time can contribute to increased stress and anxiety. It can really negatively affect your thoughts and your mood and contribute to the development of, or it can also worsen existing mental health challenges over time. So there are lots of really concerning impacts of alcohol.
So having heard all the risks of alcohol in that sense, how much alcohol is too much and is there a safe margin?
Yeah, so when it comes to cancer risk, there is no safe level of drinking. So we know that even drinking small amounts of alcohol increases the risk of developing cancer. The more you drink and the more often you drink, the greater this risk is. The good news is that you can reduce your cancer risk by drinking less alcohol. So if you do drink alcohol, we recommend that you stay within the national low-risk drinking guidelines, which recommend that healthy adults should drink no more than 10 standard drinks a week and no more than 4 standard drinks on any one day to reduce the risk of alcohol-related disease or injury.
And are there any people or anyone who shouldn't be drinking at all?
Yeah, there definitely are. So the low-risk drinking guidelines also recommend that to reduce the risk of injury or other harms to health, children and people under 18 years of age should not drink alcohol. So we know that this is because young people are more likely to suffer harm from alcohol, and drinking alcohol at an early age may increase the risk of developing problems with alcohol later in life. The guidelines also recommend that women who are pregnant or planning a pregnancy should not drink alcohol to prevent harm from alcohol to their unborn child.
So let's say a fairly typical regular drinker decided to abstain for Dry July. What sort of health benefits might they see?
Yeah, cutting back on alcohol can benefit you in many ways. So it can benefit your mind and your body. In the short term, you might see benefits like improved mood and decreased anxiety. Your energy levels might increase. You might get better sleep, brighter skin, or a slimmer waistline. And then there are also the cost savings. And by creating that habit of taking a break from alcohol, you might not only improve your health in that short term, but you could also help to lower your risk of chronic disease due to alcohol, such as cancers, liver diseases, and stroke in the long term.
So there's heaps of benefits involved in either abstaining for Dry July or, of course, reducing your alcohol intake. So I know fundraising is an important part of this initiative. What does the money raised go towards?
All funds raised for Cancer Council through the Dry July initiative go towards our 13 11 20 cancer information and support line. So this is a confidential and free service run by experienced cancer nurses for all Australians affected by cancer. The service connects West Australians with relevant support, information and resources to help them through their cancer journey. And last year, the service provided support to more than 5,500 West Australians.
So, Danica, lastly, I want to know, where can our listeners go for more information, not just about where the money goes towards the initiative, but of course the whole kind of initiative in itself, and yeah, more information about alcohol reducing and all of that.
Yeah, sure. So if your listeners are interested in signing up for Dry July, then I'd encourage them to visit dryjuly.com and choose Cancer Council as your preferred charity. If you are after more information about the health impacts of alcohol or tips on how you can reduce your drinking, then I'd encourage you to visit the Alcohol Think Again website.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Record. I've learned heaps about Dry July, and I'm sure our listeners have too, so we appreciate having you on.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Danica Carrick from Cancer Council WA speaking with us all about Dry July and the benefits of going alcohol-free for the month and reducing your alcohol intake overall. And as Danica said, for more information, you can check out dryjuly.com and put your fundraising into Dry July Cancer Council WA's initiative as well. You can also check out the Cancer Council WA website for more info. That's cancerwa.asn.au.